Washington. Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, signed a U.S. brokered peace agreement in Washington. The move marks a significant step toward ending one of Africa's longest-running conflicts and opening the door to major Western investment in the region's vast mineral wealth. The deal, finalized during a ceremony attended by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, was signed by the foreign ministers of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It formalizes commitments under a 2024 accord that includes the withdrawal of Rwandan troops from eastern Congo within 90 days, the creation of a joint security mechanism, and the launch of a regional economic integration framework. "This agreement marks a turning point," said Rwandan Foreign Minister Olivier Nduhungirehe, while Congo's Foreign Minister Therese Kayikwamba Wagner emphasized the need for rapid disengagement and implementation. The eastern region of Congo has been the site of rising violence, with M23 rebels, allegedly backed by Rwanda, capturing key cities and mineral-rich areas in recent months. The UN and Western governments have repeatedly accused Rwanda of backing the group, a charge Kigali denies, saying it acts in self-defense against Congo-based militants responsible for the 1994 Rwandan genocide. The agreement is tied closely to broader efforts to unlock investment in Congo's rich reserves of cobalt, copper, lithium, tantalum, and gold resources vital to global technology and clean energy industries. Trump met both ministers at the White House following the signing and presented invitations to Presidents Felix Tshisekedi of Congo and Paul Kagame of Rwanda to attend a follow-up summit in Washington. Under the agreement, Rwanda and Congo will withdraw Rwandan troops from eastern Congo within 90 days, establish a joint security coordination mechanism within 30 days, support ongoing Qatari-mediated peace talks in Doha with the M23 rebel group, complete Congolese military operations targeting the FDLR, a Hutu militia linked to the 1994 genocide, within the same 90-day period. The U.S. has pledged to monitor compliance closely. Trump warned of very severe penalties, financial and otherwise, if either side violates the terms.